It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny and Casey in the house. Ashley is, y'all know the routine.
Good morning.
What's up, Case?
I heard you've been just working your tail off all week.
Yeah, I was in a sales training.
Like seminar?
Seminar-ish.
God, no one goes postal
Monday,
on those things?
Monday through Thursday.
How much Copenhagen did you dip in those sessions?
Oh, man.
Was it virtual or was it in person?
No, in person, like 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Oh my God, did you slap yourself when you left?
It was a good experience to go through. It was a big commitment to take basically your entire week off in one of the hottest real estate markets in the world. But it was, it's called the Ninja Sales Installation. There's a book called Ninja Selling, written by Larry Kendall out of Colorado.
So you're learning to be like Miyagi of
absolutely.
Selling. Danielson.
Yeah.
It's
kind of putting more your business into a system. You know, things work a lot better with systems and, you know, following
and robots and taking over the world,
and
basically.
Robots, yeah, we're trying to figure out ways to defend them off the robots.
Your Tesla's going to eat you one day. The seat's just going to eat you.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be doing the autonomous driving as much as I should, but it's, you know, but it was an awesome week, you know, spent with the office and our agents and, you know, just trying to get better every day.
Absolutely. That's fun, though.
But there are things.
Fun, but it's good that it's stuff that you needed to grow.
Correct,
and that's good though.
There's things that like you can.
If you
practice,
stay consistent, that's when you go to crap.
You're exactly right, and so there's practice sessions that you can do. I mean, they go to the extent of even giving you some verbiage when you know you're talking to folks and meeting new people or getting reacquainted with with people you hadn't really talked to in a while. So we're going to be having practice in our office.
Okay.
Like full on, like all right, like football team practice, because it's like, hey, practice. You got to practice this stuff to get better.
Yeah,
and it's awkward
as hell.
You know, like I mean, you're role playing basically with somebody else.
You tell who's going to be a natural actor and who's not.
Yeah, but it just takes repetition. I mean, what they say it takes 10,000
talking to people.
No, a lot of people are horrified. Yeah. Actually, I used to be scared to talk in front of people, and that's one of the reasons when I got to TCU, I took public speaking because I just said, I need to get this done. I actually, when I was a kid, I had a speech impediment.
Yeah.
I couldn't pronounce my R's.
Okay.
I would have pronounced some W's, and so when somebody would ask me
Wodges,
what my father's name was, I would say Wandy Wodges.
Wandy Wodges, I think that's cool.
And so yeah, so and then you know, then I went to a you know class, and they taught me some things.
I was in special ed classes. I didn't have like diagnosed learning disability. It was just kind of I could read, but I couldn't comprehend well.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So with me, my biggest thing was when I would read a test, it would mess me up. I was like, I don't know. But if I had the teacher read it to me or somebody else, you know, read it to me.
Right.
You know, my grades went through the roof. And so that's where, I mean, ever since I was in first grade, I was in those classes. I did like, but that's the way, you know, all the way till then I grew out of it. After my freshman year of college, I didn't need it anymore.
Well, what I would do is, you know, I would say something, I would repeat it to myself in my head to make sure I said it correctly, but my lips would move. So, like, my brothers would always give me, you know, a hard time. They would say something, and then move their lips afterwards. And I knew they were making fun of me, you know. But
messed up.
Yeah, but and so I finally.
Brotherly love, baby.
That's what it's like growing up with two older brothers.
It's just, thanks for making fun of my.
Stop repeating yourself, Johnny. But then, you know, and nowadays, you know, maybe if I've had a couple too many twisted exes, I'll kind of revert back to that.
That's funny.
You know, like I'll be talking and then I'll just repeat it to myself. But glad that that's in the past.
That is hilarious.
But it was, yeah, it was a long week. So, I mean, you're in this sales training all week. So forgive me if I'm not as up to date on current events.
Well, we'll start with this.
All right. Why are you saying this?
I mean, don't let the hair fool you, like you said. He's ugly, man. That's a
What was the reason? Why are you thinking of why is Trevor Lawrence on your mind this morning?
A picture popped up on ESPN on the God, he's an ugly dude. But I mean, you know, he's a quarterback, so he has a beautiful
fiance. You just
fiance.
Don't like quarterbacks, do you?
No, I like quarterbacks. I had to protect quarterbacks my whole life.
That's true.
Gotta love them, you know.
What'd you get into this weekend? Or this week?
This week, Whitfield won his last week. Whitfield won his T-ball championship.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you let him accept the first place trophy?
They're doing it. I think they did it on Saturday or something like that.
Yeah, but
Friday.
If it was a participation ribbon, you'd have thrown it out the window on the way.
Yeah,
home.
No, they won. I think they only lost one game all year.
Gotcha.
They beat the Astros, and the Astros had this girl on their team. She was so good. She was so good.
Just smoking them?
She was so good. And, you know, afterwards she was crying. I felt bad, but, she was their best player.
Best player on the field?
Her on the whole field, yeah. We had some guys on our team that had older brothers.
Yeah.
So Witt's, I think, five. You know, Witt's five. But it's like 5 to 7-year-olds are on this team. You know what I mean? So you can play T-ball for a couple years.
Gotcha.
And so there's some guys that have older brothers on our team, on the team, and they, you know, they can wing it.
Sure.
And they're at first and catcher, or at first and pitcher.
And at that age range, where does the best player play?
Is it first? You have to switch them.
Okay.
So, because what teams would do is put their best player at you know, short and first base or at pitcher. Because all the balls are going to be pretty much in that range,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you put them at short, second, and because there's not a lot of lefties. So you go short, second, and first base or pitcher.
Gotcha.
That's where you put them all. But you have to rotate them. So if you get like three of them, you can just rotate
them. Yeah, just boom, boom, boom.
On those three spots. But our coaches were good, though. They didn't do that.
You were not a coach of the team?
No.
Okay.
I can't do that. No.
Do you want to be a coach on his team? Or
I just want him to have good coaches.
Okay.
That's that. And then if there's a team that he has to be on and the coach ain't worth the crap, yeah, I'll step in, you know? that's kind of dumb. Let's check this out here. Is this a little better than this work?
Did he coach you a lot? Like
my dad,
T-ball?
My dad told me, he goes, I'll never coach you until you get to high school.
Okay.
And then, I mean, he did, you know, his dad pitched. He was the only one that could throw a. So my dad was our pitcher for dad's pitch because no other dads could throw it in the same spot every time.
Gotcha.
So my dad was a pitcher for that. And then when I got to high school, he was the O-line coach for varsity for the four years.
Oh, cool.
So he coached my 4 years, yeah. But. Yeah, he made me what I was. I mean, he really accelerated
right.
me. I remember it was my sophomore year, you know, I was starting both ways. And it was my freshman year, I didn't, you know, I started a few games, but kind of rotated, you know. But my sophomore year, I was starting D-tackle and off and guard. And it was like the second game, it was hot. It was like a 2:00 game on a Saturday. And I kind of tapped the helmet. Puga, our head coach, was like, he looked over to you know, sub me in, and my dad goes, "No, let his ass die. He needs to get in shape." And so I was dying. But I mean, after that, I needed that though because that kind of broke me. And then from then on, I was like, "Okay,
gotcha.
I'm doing this." So after practice, I was extra conditioning the rest of the year, just to make, you know, at the beginning of the week, mm-hmm. you know, and I was always finishing in those sprints. I wasn't, you know, from then on, I wasn't BSing. It was always, I'm going to finish. I'll be the first lineman on offense or defense done every time, period.
Right.
You know, in conditioning. You know, I want to catch up with the tight ends, you know, that type of stuff. But, yeah, no, it was cool. No, it was.
Yeah, I think my dad, Triple R, he coached us, like, really young, like T-ball, 6 to 8 year old. Mm-hmm. Like, he never coached us in football. You know, that wasn't, he never wanted to be that, you know, be that guy, but definitely, you know, coached us in T-ball and basketball for a little bit. And then, once we got older, he always had a game on the weekends, you know, just like us. So.
No, absolutely. People were chiming in about Trevor Lawrence. T-Bone said, Trevor Lawrence looks like Kelly Leak from the original Bad News Bears.
Yes, good call. I was going to say, he kind of reminds me of the guy, remember Days Confused, that keeps pinching his nose? You know, the young guy
yes.
keeps pinching his nose and gets paddled. That's kind of who I think Trevor Lawrence.
The main character?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, what else is going on in the world here, Case, while I was out this week?
Ohio State bans massage therapists for inappropriate behavior targeting football team. Ohio State.
Interesting.
Yeah, just popped up. Thank you for whoever sent that in. That's just pretty cool. Ha! Yep.
Sounds like she should have headed to Houston instead.
Sounds like she probably started in Clemson and then got referred to Ohio State.
Eh.
That's wild.
We'll see. I will say that it was nice to find out this week that in a lot of places, not every place, but in a lot of places, the mask ban or the masks are done.
Yeah. Well, it's wild.
We are opening up. And let me tell you something, Casey. Last night, as I'm trying to get to sleep, West 6th was off the chain.
Going down.
Oh, my.
Going down.
Screams of joy from West 6th. I mean, it was as loud as I've heard it in 2 years.
You put your big boy pants and go down there? What are you doing, Johnny?
No, I opened up my door and I was like, you kids, keep it down.
Idiot.
No, didn't do that. But
you're old and single. I would have went.
No,
you've been the old guy, but you know, it'd have been a good time.
I know it would have been a good time. I'm planning on going out.
You'd have been McConaughey in Days of Confusion. You know what I like about this? I keep getting older.
I do keep getting older.
Same age.
But I think tonight's the night we're gonna go out and venture out a little bit and into Austin
and celebrate
the freedom.
People are going to be making out on the dance floor again.
Oh, the roaring 20s are fixing to roar.
Oh, it's going
to
be roaring. it's funny.
Come on, Case. You want to come join me tonight?
No, I got to go.
What are you guys up to?
I got we have.
Well, I know you're cooking some barbecue today.
Cooking barbecue today. Have a little crawfish catering.
Okay.
Still
crawfish season.
Yeah.
Are you selling any crawfish at Whitfield today?
I'm not. I can't today because the catering that we have today is for – what is it for? Here it is right here. The crawfish boil is for the – what is it for? Sorry, everybody. I apologize. So, Rise Title.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, so Rise. Hold on 1 second. But it's for a little charity thing.
I know those guys.
Yeah.
Paul Smith and the crew.
Mm-hmm. And Quattro and all them.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
So, today from 3 to 8 on West 6, Crawfish Boil, 3 to 6, sorry.
Is it at their offices?
Yes, it is. At their offices.
Very cool.
So
you're busy day and night.
Yeah, I'm doing 400 pounds for him today.
Woo!
Yeah. So, like, if it's a free with RSVP, $25 Venmo donation, encouraged to TRR Gives Back, includes open bar and 2 pounds of crawfish.
There you go.
Yeah.
Paul and those guys, they've got the hookup when it comes to DJs.
They do.
No pun intended. They're in the mix with all the DJs in town and do an incredible job, and you know, with their philanthropic endeavors as well.
Yeah, so this good is registration is free, but donation is greatly appreciated, with all proceeds benefiting LifeWorks Austin.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And LifeWorks is helping homelessness.
Yeah, you know, LifeWorks is a fearless advocate for youth and families seeking their path to self-sufficiency.
Yep. So it's really cool. I mean, and there's a lot of good people behind it. Our boy CK, he's behind it.
Oh yeah,
CK's a good dude.
Great dude.
You know, he's
one of the best restaurateurs in town.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Wu Chow.
He started.
Did
remember?
Imperia.
Well, he was with Kenichi.
Yeah.
I used to go into Kenichi on the off season. We used to go in there. I'd be like, CK, what's that sake I always get? He goes, Wakitake. It's like $100, $200 bottle or something like that. But it's the best sake, and it's cold. I remember one night me and Chris Hove and I went in there like at 4 o'clock, you know, started eating sushi and drinking drinking all that sake. And sake sneaks up on you, know, it's just a little rice wine, but we end up drinking like 3 bottles or something like that.
Oh, you gotta lock it. No, you're talking about the Demon Slayer.
Wakitake?
Yeah. Wakitake. It is that's Demon Slayer. That's the best sake out there.
There's other stuff probably, but that's my favorite.
I'm telling you, it's the best. That's what, if you're going to go out and drink some sake, that's what you need to be drinking.
And that's what CK always, he's like, no, this is what you want.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, here you go.
And then they all, Swift Addicts was another one of his spots.
Yep, Swift Addicts and Wu Chow as well. Yeah. So a couple partners started, Swift Addicts is awesome. It's kind of a small plate thing, but it's real good. Awesome food. And then Wu Chow has the best soup dumplings.
Oh, yeah. On Sundays, they're dim sum brunch. And
Those are like...
I can eat
probably 2 dozen soup dumplings.
Is that... And that's not buffet. It's not like an all-you-can-eat, so you're not going and just crushing them.
Yeah. No, it's going down.
Yeah. I know you're crushing it, but I'm saying they're losing money if you're showing up to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, but I mean, I usually... CK one day, because I can never make it on Sundays, made them for me. I was like, well, how many can you make real quick? And he made me like a couple boxes or whatever, you know?
He's one of the last, restaurateurs that really comes out and shakes your hand and checks in with you.
He's the biggest Chinese guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And not fat, tall.
Yeah.
Like he's taller than
me. He's a big dude.
Yeah. He's one of the biggest Chinese. Like
you know what CK is in the house.
And he's a good dude though. He's always giving back. He's a cool guy. If y'all ever meet CK, shake his hand for sure. He does a lot for the community as well.
Yes, and I believe Casey, you did say open bar and 2 pounds of crawfish for $25.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one of the texters.
Yeah, that's donations.
Drip and Billy. I think Drip and Billy is going to be heading down there.
All right, let's hang out. Have a couple coldies. Yeah, we got 400 pounds, so.
Well, looking in the world of sports, one of the things
Not Yao Ming tall. I mean, he ain't, okay. He's like second. I mean, he's 6'4".
How about this, in Austin?
He's 6'4".
Yeah. Correct.
He's every bit of 6'4".
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Something I noticed that I was looking.
Yao Ming's so big. Have you seen Yao Ming?
No.
You've never seen Yao Ming in
Not
person?
Not in person.
Like I saw the Admiral came into the locker.
Oh, because you guys were in Houston at the same time.
No, he was already done.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
He was already done. Remember he had the whole, he was hurt.
Yeah, he had like foot problems.
Yeah, he was just so big. But he was really dominant when he was here. But anyways, so the Admiral came into the training room one day before.
You talking David Robinson, the Admiral?
Yeah. Came like during, I think it was OTAs or something like that, right? And we're all in there, you know, after practice or whatever. And I was like, man, this dude's so tall, you know. And then that next day, he was in there with Yao Ming. And Yao Ming walks in next to him. And I was like, wow.
David Robinson look short?
Short. And I was like, that is no way. I mean, it's nuts. It was crazy. But Yao Ming's not skinny. He's thick.
Oh, sure.
He's, you know, he's not... You see a lot of these NBA players, like you see LeBron, and you say, man, he looks so swole. I was like, yeah, because everyone's so twig. But me next to LeBron, he's not bigger than me, like thickness wise.
Correct.
He's not that. He's just that much bigger than everybody that plays.
He's no Charles Barkley. That dude was thick.
Yeah, he's thick. Yeah.
I saw that guy at a – we were down at an Iron Bowl game.
Like Shaq's arms dwarf – well, they pretty much dwarf everybody's arms.
Yeah. Oh, did you get my – did you see what I sent you yesterday?
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal do anything for a little pub or
– But what was he doing, Casey?
He got paid.
No.
He got paid.
No.
He got paid a lot of money.
No, he was.
He made $1 million off of a video of him not at the premiere of the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers were having a big event, and who was one of the fanboys behind the barrier yelling for Nick and yelling for all of them? Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal loves the Jonas Brothers, and you guys do nothing. But give me a bunch of bull I went to one concert and really enjoyed myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you knew all their songs. That's the bad part. You sang to all their songs. That's the hard part.
I knew. I knew a couple of them. They were just catchy too. I was like, oh, yeah, I know. I didn't know that was a Jonas Brothers song.
Yeah.
But or Joni, the plural of Jonas's.
Yeah. But I'm sure, I bet you it's going to come out.
Shaq,
I mean, look
loves.
Behind you. The General. Like, he's right here doing a commercial where he's a I don't even know what he is.
It looks like maybe a Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
But yes, Shaq is very much a hired gun and is a spokesman.
Something's
for a lot of stuff.
Something's gonna come out for that.
But I'm telling you, he is a
you think
certified,
that's just a funny
dude,
moment?
I bet
he was in a hotel up there. He's like, oh my God, the Jonas Brothers are here.
I think he was
that
probably walking down the street and stumbled upon this. And was like, what's going on? And saw the Jonas Brothers and was like, oh my God, Nick.
See, I don't think that happened. I think he was sitting in his room like, hey, you know the Jonas Brothers are down there. You know, you can get $1 million for this 10,000, you know, this view right here, blah, 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 blah. All right, cool. Sign
no
the
way.
Check.
No
oh,
way.
$1 million down there.
You know what I think happened, Casey? I think he was in, because it looked like it was maybe in New York. I think he was in L.A., heard about it, jumped on his plane, flew to New York, made sure that he was there for the big event. Because he is such a fan.
Such a fan.
I heard he's got a Jonas Brothers tattoo on his left arm, not his right arm. Right arm's the Superman tattoo. So we'll pick this back up. We got to take a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Horn. This is the Big Ugly Tailgate. We'll be right back.
A 9-3, Dan. That's good. How about that?
Stuck here in this town with nowhere to go.
Yello, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Big Ugly Tailgate sitting here. We still got the I guess I got to rub it in Johnny's ass. Texas took 2 out of 3 of TCU last week. Beat the hell out of them on Sunday, 9-3. God damn
it. It wasn't beat the hell out of us. It
on
was
Sunday,
great...
9-3.
Okay.
Great game Monday or Friday. Great game on Saturday, and then Sunday was just like, oh, let's just insert this thing and whoop that ass.
Got lucky.
Yeah, probably. Texas Southern game this week got canceled due to a little bit of weather. Texas has this weekend off, and then they start up again next weekend, on Tuesday against Rice, and then they have a three-game series with West Virginia.
Home series?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Is that in Austin?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Yeah, UFC Dish Vault.
Is that the last?
Yeah, and then it goes into
Big 12 tournament.
I don't know. Do they do tournament?
Yeah, I think they do.
Schedule?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, when it comes to baseball, at least, the TCU-Texas rivalry is very much alive. You know, because it could go either way. I don't know if you can really say that about football right now, Casey. But at least on the baseball field, we know that there's a good rivalry between Texas and TCU. Would you agree with that?
In baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, can't really say that in football, though.
No, because TCU will never be a rival of Texas in football. Well, it'll always be A&M. It will be like A&M.
A&M, y'all don't even play A&M anymore.
But it doesn't matter. That's still going to be the rival. A&M, Oklahoma will be a rival for Texas. Period.
Well,
like A&M's trying to be a rival with, they talk like, you know, with LSU and all that stuff. It's just, no. A&M
They want to be a rival of those schools.
They do, but they're not going to let them have it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's one of those things, like, y'all's rival's Baylor. It's okay.
That's true. Or SMU.
SMU will always be a rival for
Correct. Y'all. Correct. The Iron Skillet will always be a big game in Dallas-Fort Worth.
They won two games. They beat y'all twice the last 2 years?
Once. Nah, maybe once.
I think once, right?
Yeah.
So they beat y'all once, and they've already put Dallas on the shirt.
They did. They did. No, and I commend SMU for finally trying to
separate,
right? I mean, they need to own the city of Dallas, you know, for them to be successful. And for the last 10 years, I mean, Dallas has really been a TCU city. I mean, the premier team of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
But you don't see people wearing Horned Frog stuff in Dallas.
Oh, you do, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty much purple everywhere in Dallas.
It is not purple.
Except for maybe on Mockingbird.
People follow their high schools harder than they follow TCU in Dallas.
Probably.
You know, some of those little outskirt towns, they don't follow nobody but that team.
Rowlett.
Oh, that's funny.
Burleson. Plano.
Plano East and West. Those are just ginormous schools. Like 6,000 or 8,000 each school. Isn't Allen like 8,000 or something crazy like that?
It's huge. I mean, that
is ridiculous.
That city has
8,000 people at your school. Could you imagine? I had 2,000 my whole. Yeah, and that was, you know, pretty big.
Yeah.
That was a lot of kids, but shoot, 8,000? Could you imagine having 2,000 each class? That is crazy.
No.
A big ass school.
Indeed.
Man. Now you understand why some of those schools are so good at their sports. You got eight, you know, say you got 4,000 kids that choose to play football. You can find some in there. You know?
I mean, no wonder they're so good.
Yeah, like, golly. Katie's the same way. I hear Katie's real big, too.
I was looking, the NFL just came out with their schedule. You know, they just got released this past week. And a couple interesting tidbits in regards to the NFL schedule. Something going on that hasn't happened in 30 years in the NFL. Okay. The most interesting quirk on the schedule is the Browns, because they're doing something that nobody else has done. They're playing back-to-back games against the same opponent in the season.
How's that going?
Let me repeat that. The Browns are going to be playing the Ravens back-to-back games.
Like,
so here's how it works. Baltimore, you know, after playing Baltimore in week 12, the Browns will have a week 13 bye before playing host to the Ravens in week 14. So they do have a bye weekend in between, but I mean, that's got to be, if you're a coach, man, or a, you know, a GA or a quality control guy, that's got to be nice that you're playing the same team basically,
yeah,
2 weeks in a row. So preparing hopefully is a little bit easier on those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you, how weird would that be to play the same team twice in 3 weeks?
Well, you got the off week, so advantage Browns.
True.
Just because now you get, you know, the other team's going to play you, play another game, and then play you again. What week is it?
Week 12, they play the first. They get week 13 off, and then week 14 they
play. There's already enough film already, so. But the crazy thing is week 12 and week 13 or week 14, that's playoff time. You know, you get those.
Get down
you
to
have
it.
You know, at the end of the season, you got to have those wins. So they're going to be two tough games. That's for damn sure.
The couple other quirks to the NFL season, and also involving the Ravens. The Ravens will be playing four straight home games in 2021, marking just the seventh time that's happened over the past 30 years. Four straight home games. God, as a player, that's got to be incredible. Because you're getting to stay home. You get to keep the same routine for 4 weeks.
Yeah, but it sucks, and you have to go four straight road games eventually, or you'll go like 3-1-3, something like that.
Correct. Also, you got the Bears. They do not play consecutive road games at any point during the season.
Wow, they're just one in, one out, one in, one out. That would kind of be more annoying than anything.
I would think so. Yeah, I'd say so too.
I like when you get a little two game stretch home, and then you're off on two, and then you're on the road for 2 weeks. You know, I don't mind that, but that would suck. Just you're home, you're away. You're home, you're away.
Mm-hmm. Also, you've got there are only four teams in NFL who will play their first two games on the road, and those teams are the Cowboys, the Broncos, Vikings, and 49ers. Start off the season 2 weeks in a row on the road.
I think I did that 1 year. I think we did that 1 year. Maybe. It's weird. It's weird starting the first game on the road because, you know, at Texas, you're always at home first game.
Correct.
Period. You know what I mean? Even in high school, we were because we were a good enough team to get the home game, you know? But in the pros, yeah, starting off on the road's weird. I mean, you just think about it. You know, it's just my whole life has been, you know, your first game's at home. You know, you kind of get your boots wet, whoop someone's ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not in the pros.
Not in the pros.
Better buckle that thing up quick.
The thing that kind of jumped out at me is the Patriots are facing three teams that will be coming off of a bye week this year.
That's tough, too. But it's actually it depends on how the team reacts after bye week. Some teams come out sluggish. Some teams come out fiery. You know what I mean?
Getting healthy, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's the thing. Is
fresh legs.
Yeah. So you have to deal with that, but some teams come out, like, not clicking, you know what I mean? So you can take advantage of that sometimes.
And then lastly, the Thirsty Thursdays here in the Lone Star State starting to seem like the NFL is trying to permanently move every Cowboys game to a Thursday. Through the first 13 weeks of the season, the Cowboys will be playing three Thursday games.
That means they don't Thursday games. God.
So I don't know. I haven't got a chance.
There's never any good games on Thursday. Hopefully the Cowboys can make it a good game.
Yeah, let's hope the Cowboys are competitive this year.
Usually they put crap games on Thursday.
Indeed. But they've got, through the first 13 weeks, I mean, a third of their games are on a Thursday night. So, Cowboys fans, it's going to be tough making it to work early on Friday mornings after those games.
Yeah. If they're winning.
But I would think, it depends. I haven't got a chance to really look at the schedule yet, but you know, that sounds like there's at least really short weeks for a couple of those, right?
Yeah,
if you're playing on Sunday and now you got to go back and play on Thursday.
Oh no, that sucks. Do you even practice?
I didn't even think about that.
So that's three in one season. You usually get one.
Three in the first 13 games.
They should
still get flexed, and you know, towards the end of the year.
But what I'm saying is that should be something where they're complaining about. That's some bull. Because no team likes to play on a Thursday, a short game, short week. Now you got to do it three times in one season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's bad. That's messed up.
That's
thinking of it that way. I would hate that as a player. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass beat up on Sunday. You know, you don't get Monday off.
You don't get Monday off.
You got to get ready. So you go to Mondays like a flush out, a lift, a run. And then you go straight into meetings and you do a bunch of scripts.
Real quick, you said a flush out. What do you mean by that?
Like you work out and you go run.
Like
get rid of the lactic acid
and all that? Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
And then a little hot cold tub, you know, all that good stuff. And then you have meetings and then you'll have like a light practice where it's, you know, going over scripted plays of what you just went over. It's a long, short week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, you're back in pads. You're like, you know,
fun. And then Wednesday, you're traveling.
Yeah, Wednesday you travel. Tuesday's like your one day. You're actually going to bang a little bit, and then Wednesday you get walk through and you're out of there. Sometimes you won't bang, but I mean you're gonna put pads on, get a little pop. You know you got to.
There's one more kind of interesting quirk for the NFL season for the Eagles. Not only do the Eagles have the easiest strength of schedule this year, but they don't have to play a single road game this season against a team that had a winning record last year.
Huh. And watch them still lose their division.
Probably. So should be interesting. I mean, I'm looking. I cannot wait for the NFL season to start.
Yeah. Did you see any of the? I didn't see any of it last night. The Hall of Fame induction of Kobe Bryant.
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. People said it was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw Michael Wilbon of PTI got inducted into the National Basketball Hall of Fame. Good for him. So did, Tim Duncan did too.
Yep.
Tim Duncan's got dreads.
Yeah, he does. There's some short braids, little top.
Because he's originally, is he from Jamaica? Is that right?
I
think so. He's from an island, from the islands. I just don't know specifically which one, but.
I'm not sure on that one.
We can look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
You could Bing it.
Bing it?
Yeah.
Let's Bing it.
Or Ask Jeeves.
What's that?
It's the precursor to Google. It wasn't always just Google as the search engine.
Oh, okay.
St. Croix. There we go.
There you go.
Awesome. Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate right after this.
That's all praise I need to know about this.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. On the horn, you're listening to Johnny Rogers and Casey Stoddard here in the studio, listening to a little Troy. This song came out 22 years ago today.
Yeah,
God, that was some good jams back in the day.
Yeah, the hip hop scene now sucks.
Well, compared to back then.
Yeah. Oh, so Stevie said they're going to air the Hall of Fame tonight. It was filmed last night, I guess. It aired tonight.
So I guess 22 years ago, that was 1999, if my math is correct. Casey, looking at top songs.
So that was 99?
Yeah, 99.
I was a freshman, so I was.
Do you remember any of 14? The? Do you remember any of those songs? I mean, like, do you remember any those that time? If, I guess you. What'd you say? You were a sophomore.
I was a freshman.
Freshman.
99.
Yeah.
No, I'd have been I graduated in 02.
Okay.
Yeah, 99 was my freshman year.
So we've got. I'll give you a little rundown of top songs from 1999.
Yeah.
Number one, Believe by Cher.
I believe in life after life.
Yes. That one, right? Yeah, that's what we'll do here, Casey. I'll say the song, and you got to try to sing it.
I'm not going to try to sing. I'll see if I know it.
All right. Number two, from TLC, No Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Sing me a little bit. I don't want no scrubs.
Okay.
There you go, John.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
All right. Number three, Angel of Mine by Monica.
I couldn't tell you that one.
I don't think I can tell you that one. Heartbreak Hotel with Whitney Houston. Don't really remember that one. Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney.
Yeah, I mean, every guy looked at her at that age.
That was her, kind of one of her first hits. Also, in that same kind of genre. Coming in at number seven, Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. That was back when she was...
Abercrombie and Finch days.
You were wearing your hemp necklace and cargo shorts.
No, they never had my size, so I never even went that route.
Livin' La Vida Loca came out that year.
Yeah, I remember that
Ricky
song.
Martin. What else you got? I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. What's It Gonna Be by Busta Rhymes, Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz. That was a good jam.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Wild Wild West with Will Smith. Not to be confused with Wild Wild West when Kool Moe Dee sang that song back in the early 80s.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the movie. I never really followed.
I think
Will
that was
Smith.
That was the one Will Smith movie I really didn't like. He had some unbelievable. I mean, it's like he couldn't miss. Everything Will Smith did was incredible, and then until Wild Wild West,
even that movie is the reason why we didn't get a Will Smith original song for Men in Black. It was because after that movie underperformed so poorly, and Will Smith didn't want his name associated with any films after that. And so when he did Men in Black, he's like, I'll do it, but I'm not writing a song for it.
Okay. But, I mean, Men in Black was still that was a jam.
Oh, that was a jam, yeah, but this was before everything. This
gotcha.
Was in the contract.
Gotcha. I think that was, but that was, that had to have been Will Smith's first miss in his career was Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't they do it Wild Wild West 2?
No.
Did they do two of them or just one?
Oh, just one.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah, then, but I mean, he had so many after that. Like, you know, Pursuit of Happiness, all that good stuff.
Also, Miami came out that year, too.
Miami.
Bounce into the city where the heat is on.
I don't think I know that one.
Welcome to Miami.
Oh, that, yeah.
You remember that song.
Oh, yeah.
1999, great year. I was a sophomore at TCU during that time.
Just
frat, having a great time.
Frat
studying.
Frat boying it up.
Studying so hard. Having to study.
Men in Black came out in 97. Wild Wild West was after Men in Black.
Correct. Yeah, 99.
Gotcha.
But even Men in Black, I mean, they that was, I mean, taking an alien movie and putting a comedy spin on it, that was pretty tough to do, but I thought it was a great movie.
I love Men in Black. I watched all three of them.
Did you watch the brand new one that came out with like Chris Hemsworth a couple years ago? Maybe like a year ago?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Like a remake?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Don't bother.
Don't bother.
Real bad.
Real bad.
Real bad.
All right. All good.
Yeah, Cowboys fans. First game is Thursday, too, I believe.
Yeah.